Pain has long been one of humanity's most effective teachers. From early childhood to adult life, some lessons only truly register when they hurt. The phrase, "don't touch the hot stove," captures this perfectly. Advice can be given, warnings can be repeated, but nothing imprints the lesson quite like the sharp, immediate consequence of ignoring it. Pain cuts through abstraction. It turns theory into reality. We often learn best through pain because pain commands attention. It bypasses rationalization and denial, forcing the brain to update its understanding of the world. When something hurts, physically, emotionally, or financially, we are compelled to ask why. The lesson becomes memorable because it is tied to survival, loss, or discomfort. Mistakes without consequences are easy to forget. Mistakes with consequences reshape behavior. This is especially true early in life. Children learn boundaries through experience. A hot stove, a skinned knee, or a broken toy delivers feedback that no explanation can fully replace. Pain provides clarity. It answers the question, what happens if I ignore this? In the most convincing way possible. In this sense, pain is an efficient teacher, brutal but effective. However, learning solely through personal pain is also inefficient and dangerous. Some stoves burn too hot. Certain mistakes carry costs that are irreversible. Ruined relationships, financial collapse, health consequences, or lost trust. Relying exclusively on firsthand suffering limits growth and increases risk. This is where maturity enters the picture. Maturity is the ability to learn from pain without needing to experience it directly. It is recognizing patterns in the failures of others and internalizing the lesson before paying the price yourself. Watching a colleague burn out teaches the value of boundaries. Seeing a friend suffer from poor financial decisions reinforces the importance of discipline. Observing a leader lose credibility highlights the cost of dishonesty. These lessons are just as real but far less expensive. Learning from others' pain requires humility. It demands the acknowledgement that you are not immune to the same mistakes. Many people assume their situation is different, that warnings don't apply to them. Immaturity often sounds like, "that won't happen to me." Maturity says, if it happened to them, it could happen to me. The difference is wisdom borrowed instead of purchased. Empathy plays a critical role here. When we can emotionally connect to the struggles of others, their pain becomes instructive rather than distant. Stories, case studies, and shared experiences allow us to simulate consequences mentally without enduring them physically. This is why mentorship is so powerful. It compresses decades of painful learning into guidance that can be acted on today. Ultimately, pain is a teacher we all meet, but wisdom determines how often we need the lesson repeated. Early learning may require touching the stove. Growth comes from remembering the burn. Maturity comes from stepping back and saying, "I don't need to touch that at all. I've seen what it does."